Hello all, my name is Nicholas Kubar, and today I will be speaking on the similarities and differences between 1984, a novel deceivingly written in 1949 by George Orwell, and V for Vendetta, a 2006 Warner Brothers film. George Orwell wrote 1984 and 1949 as a prediction of what the world would look like in politics and in society based on the trend it was on. Orwell lived through World War I, the Great Depression, World War II, and the beginning of the Cold War before 1984 was written, so from his point of view, the fate of the world was looking grim, thus the dystopian, post-apocalyptic feel that is brought about by the novel. V for Vendetta, interestingly enough, is based on 1984. V for Vendetta is the name of a comic series written by Alan Moore and David Lloyd in the early 1980s. However, what we will be discussing today is the film V for Vendetta, a depiction of Moore and Lloyd's comics directed by James McTeague and produced by Warner Bros. In 2006.
Let's get started with the similarities.
These two works are extremely similar in setting. Both are set in totalitarian societies where each government has absolute power over its citizens, and there is a ubiquitous knowledge that the people's every move is being monitored. Each has its own higher power figure of sorts, with 1984's being Big Brother, a make-believe figure intended to keep the citizens in fear, and V for Vendetta's being Adam Sutler, the Chancellor of Britain when the movie takes place. Each of these powerful figures spread their fair share of propaganda around their civilizations, chiefly large posters with their faces featuring mainly red themes. In fact, in 1984, most of the posters produced by INGSOC, the party to which Big Brother belongs, featured sayings such as "war is peace," "freedom is slavery," "ignorance is strength." Phrases like these were commonly used to rally the people around a cause and promote each government. Not only are their ways of governing similar, but their restriction of information as well. In fact, in both works, complete lies are fed to their respective citizens. In 1984, there is the Ministry of Truth, or Mini-True for short, which alters the news that is given to the people and destroys all records of what was previously known as the truth, thus clearing the previous truth from the minds of the people. In the novel, this is known as doublethink, where a person can have two alternate truths in their head, one provided to them by the party, or INGSOC, and the other being the legitimate truth. V for Vendetta has a similar process, where the hero, known only by the name V, is presumed to be dead by the media when in actuality he is alive and still plotting against the government. More things are withheld from the people than just correct information, though, as certain goods are unavailable to the people in both the novel and the film. For V and the people of Britain, butter is a delicacy only available to people of immense social standing. For Winston and the people of Oceania, salt, coffee, and makeup are also on the list.
Now on to the differences.
Along with these similarities must come a list of differences, however a shorter list it may be. Although both in dystopian societies, the storytelling of V for Vendetta has a key difference from that of 1984 because it has a heroic figure, V, that rebels against the government. In 1984, Winston has his own rebellion against the party, but it's in a smaller scale with little acts that are illegal yet not monumentously rebellious. Not only that, but Winston himself does not outwardly admit his opposition to the party, so his rebellion is more of a silent one. V, on the other hand, commits acts dubbed as terrorist by Britain's government, which is called Norsefire. The ultimate fate of these two main characters differs as well. Winston is captured and eventually succumbs to the authority of Big Brother, while V is resilient and fights to the death for what he stands for. Some other main disparities include the fact that the people of Britain eventually recognize the shortcomings of their government, unlike the people of Oceania, who willingly surrender to the party and slave away under its control. Notably in V for Vendetta, shortly after V is killed, the citizens of Britain put on Guy Fawkes masks, just like the one V wears, denoting their alliance with his beliefs and their opposition to Norsefire. Nothing of this sort takes place in 1984. Actually, their endings are nearly polar opposites of one another. 1984 ending with the capitulation of Winston to Big Brother and the party, and V for Vendetta ending with V's death, but more importantly, his legacy that will live on among the people of Britain.
Thank you all for listening. I really hope you enjoyed. Like and subscribe.